I'll send it on Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Great. You soon, Phil. All right, Alan, we're live. Take it away.
We're live here as a kind of a final wrap up for day one of the Galactic Wisdom Conference, created by Sheila Seppi, the genius of Sheila Seppi. Sheila, you want to just tell people who are watching now what today was all about and tomorrow as well? You're muted.
Yeah, I hate that. So I know it's terrible, but yeah, I want to thank everybody for watching and everybody that was here today. This weekend is all about our ancient galactic wisdom and everything we're bringing through at this time, because as we know, humanity is shifting their consciousness to a higher level. And as these various vibrations are continuing to come in, we're also being able to anchor in with those new frequencies more and more about our galactic history. And so people are waking up to the fact that they're star seeds, that they come from a particular planet. They may be a dimensional being or an angelic being, all here to witness what's happening at this time on the planet, because there's never been anything like this. Not only is humanity switching their consciousness, can't talk here this evening. Not only is humanity switching their consciousness, we're doing that in tandem with Gaia, as she herself is moving into a higher vibrational state. So we've had some phenomenal speakers today. We'll have some phenomenal speakers tomorrow, such as Nicholas David Nguyen, Vendelers Celestial Out, Maya Cristobal, Rochelle Stevenson, Hope Fitzgerald, Victoria Reynolds, and Jody Sirota will be back with us again. And then, of course, we'll have another panel at the end of the day. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And if you haven't already signed up, go to portal2ascension.org, go to the online conference, scroll down, you'll see the Ancient Galactic Wisdom, and you can register there for tomorrow.
I also want to say, if Hope wants to come on the panel tonight, since she's a speaker tomorrow, you could bring her up as well. And if there are any other speakers who are on this weekend, they can also join us tonight. And then we have a special gift tonight after the panel that I'll tell you about coming up. There's Hope. And so let me just throw out a question to you. Hey, Hope, thanks for joining us. Hope's speaker tomorrow. Neil, since you've kind of been observing this whole day, what, like, thing really stood out for you, if you know, can just kind of fill that into the audience, that really changed the perception of galactic wisdom?
Yeah, so as I was tuning in, I was realizing that, you know, just kind of reflecting back on these conferences that we've done, I think this is the third year, right, Sheila?
Third year
of this. You know, we definitely have ET galactic information on other levels, but when it comes with Sheila and the work we do together, it's so fine-tuned in what we're bringing forward that I had just kind of been observing the up-leveling every single time, right? And the groundedness. I remember last year how much I was saying how grounded this information is becoming. The first year, super out there, right? And this is all out there information. But it's not about being on Earth or being in space. It's about bringing this galactic information to Earth and being completely balanced with both of it. So that's what I've noticed. I feel people are more embodied, dropping into what they're really about here. And we're just like, we've created a mystery school of galactic awareness, right? And this information is just peeling back the layers and providing more insight as we remember not just who we are, like what Phil had said in the end there, his last few words about the connectivity, but the connection of who we are creates that connection in which we can basically explore the cosmos, connect with our galactic beings. And as you know, Alan, be living with each other for the last few months, that I've been working on myself quite substantially, going really within and doing some work that I've kind of put off to the side for quite some time. And as I've been doing that, I've been regaining memories, having my own connection, you know. Had two regressions. I've only had three regressions in my life. I had two of them in the last like 2 months. And both regressions, actually, the second regression filled up the data from the first one. And like this whole entire understanding is occurring now, but I'm realizing the more at peace I am with myself and my experience on Earth, this is unfolding. So how it connects to this conference is that's what I'm feeling now, is just we're peeling back layers continuously. And as we shift, we might be doing this up until even when we have open contact and landings, you know, happening on Earth, who knows? And as all this continues to happen, more and more information is going to come out. And so I'm excited to see how everything's going to continue to evolve. Yeah, that's what I have to share.
Great answer. Well, I want to bring Hope into the conversation because Hope, you've been here most of the day, I'm sure, on and off, because it's so much information to take in. But what new, I mean, your channel, your guide, your teacher, what new thing did you hear today that really excited you?
Oh my gosh, I learned so much today because I haven't really delved into all the races and all the different derivations of, I mean, I do know that we're kind of an experiment here. I know a lot about that, but all the nuances and the different planets and the Arcturian thing, I mean, I really learned a lot. And Dan, I just want to tell you that I so relate. I'm writing a book about it, actually, because it's important. And I'm glad you listened and you put all those videos out, because when the walls start to move and you don't know where you are in space and all of a sudden these things are happening, you do feel kind of crazy and kind of alone. So I'm glad I get a chance to tell you that it's good. And God bless you for keeping your one step in front of the other. It's great.
Which part can you relate to that you were saying you could relate to? What, Joe?
Well, Dan was talking about, you know, how crazy he feels and has felt and sometimes still does. And that element of doubt that, you know, when you start to hear voices and things start to happen and reality literally starts to move, you know, like things are different. Then, you know, you start to question, the first thing we do is question our sanity. You know, yeah. and then you can get more used to it and realize, oh no, this is just a new reality. And okay, I'm going to go with that.
Well, Don, how does it feel to be around people who understand you as opposed to where you've been? Oh,
it's so comforting. It's like, I'm not alone. Thank you so much, Hope. That's really wonderful. And it is so like that. You do feel crazy, but then you find this whole community, just like what you were saying, you find people and it's real. Your reality, your view of reality does change in the positive. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
and just remember in the beginning, Dawn, it's challenging your belief systems, right? And so I went through that at age 26, 2 years ago. There you go, Sheila. But I will tell you, you just keep striving for your spirituality. This is really what it's all about. It's about opening up to the greater cosmic love that is going to help you to come to terms with your own duality and will show you the ladder to becoming fully conscious. That's really what it's all about. So don't let all the little doubt things and those things enter your mind. Do what Vivian said today. I do the same thing. If I get a doubt, a little, you know, the universe created the most incredible tool for this planet called duality, the little devil and the little angel. Right? Literally, that's what we experience. So just remember, every time a bad thought comes in, say three good thoughts and keep moving on. So so good job.
at least me, Jody, and Phil grew up together. So we've had each other to bounce off our crazy ideas. And yeah, Jody, go ahead.
I was going to say, for Don, the thing that I noticed through all your, you showing all the videos and everything, but even when you were getting frightened or, you know, just not sure what was going on, you kept saying, but it's going to be okay. You kept through the entire thing. I also feel like you would, we've all gone through all these shifts and changes. I'm still going through all this stuff since many years ago when I became a walk-in as well. I'm still integrating that, which I have to have a session soon with Sheila to kind of integrate a little bit more. But my experience has been mostly pretty positive, and it's been more kind of a natural progression since I'm about 19. And I think it's natural to, when we're going through things that are not in alignment, to be coming into an alignment, there has to be some kind of a shift, and you have to let go of what you thought you were. Who you thought you were, and sort of an identification. It's like a death, having to go through a death of not a physical death, but the death of our consciousness of who we thought we were. And it's a lot of it is the karmic stuff. And what Phil was talking about, a lot of my work is opening the gateway to the multidimensional heart. So, you know, in order to, you have to just sort of feel what feels right. And you were, there was a point where they were arguing back and forth. You're both going on at the same time. The higher part of you, in wherever you are at this point, knew to just say, I can't deal with this. You guys have to take it out somewhere else. So you didn't get involved with it until you were ready. And then when you were ready, you knew when you were ready enough for them to come. It all sort of fits into place. So the universe seems to, from my experience, even if we're kicking and screaming at certain times, there's a reason, but we don't always know what the reason is until later, once we've kind of come through it. So I also feel like the thing that Phil was saying, forgiveness is the forgiving yourself as much as forgiving everyone else is in the world is, I feel, is like one of the major pieces that shifts your consciousness.
Cody, you've been so wise lately, but I also have to say that the bridge, it's going to get weirder than that. And I think this is just my feeling that we've been the front line where we, you know, as it gets even weirder, at least we'll, because I think reality is changing as these beings show up, as the dimensions sort of merge, we'll be there saying, yes, it's going to be okay. It's like things do get weird. So we've been through a lot of this stuff. Each of us have had these intense transformative experience, but when people start to have them now, we're there. We're like the what do they call it? The emergency EMR people. Therefore, people have that's my feeling. And
to have a community, or even just a few people, or one even, that to talk about these things. Because if you notice from the day today, so many people have gone through so many different things. And in many different ways and similar. And it's been happening and happening, and, you know, but we really need to have community, or to have somebody in our lives that we can sort of track it with, you know, to just kind of get to where you have to get to and guide a little bit and help you to get there within yourself. But we don't have to do this by ourselves.
Yeah. Hope, are you going to say something then, Sheila?
I was just curious if Don and Phil know each other, because there were things that Phil was saying that really directly related, like the whole emerald piece. I thought, do you guys know each other? What's up?
Yes, I briefly mentioned that in my presentation. I showed these videos of these experiences, and then that's when I found Phil, and he was doing a presentation that linked all these videos together, all of this. I had these experiences before, and then there he is saying all of this. So, wow.
Yeah, we worked together for a couple of years. Yeah, I love him.
Phil, Phil is a great gatherer of community. And then Phil and Sheila we're all building this alliance. This is what Sheila's vision for the Galactic Alliance was, that we can come together and people just happen, like you're isolated, you're in Louisiana, there's no one you can talk to, Don, except us. So I think Sheila's vision of building community is benefiting so many people we don't even know, right, Sheila? You have anything to say about that?
Well, yeah, you know, our numbers that we have with our meetings on Mondays and Thursdays just continue to grow. Of course, there's like an ebb and a flow, but so many people that come and listen to the presentations are like, oh my God, they're saying exactly what I've been feeling all along. And for me, I was very blessed when I came in as a walk-in. First off, when I first came in, the soul that had been in this body was Arcturian. And so there was already this energetic framework because I entered into the body of a very sick person. And so in order not to fry that biology, more of that Arcturian soul aspect came in because I came not from a planet, but from a collective. But now over time, more of the Andromeda aspects have come in, and that is fully anchored. And for the last couple of years, that's, you know, kind of what I have been operating as. And so a lot of other people, as I share my stories, they have understood that their soul was multifaceted, that they had multidimensional layers, multidimensional aspects that they were merging with, and also that they were receiving information from. So because in some situations, they may been more Palladian, but in other situations, they may drop back into more of their Sirian self. So I think that it just depends on the person. But the beautiful thing about having the Galactic Alliance is people are like, oh, when I told my story, I thought I was going to, you know, be weird. And it's like, no, you're just at home with the rest of us. So, you know, when I came in, I had that spiritual teacher, but a lot of people don't. So it's really important for me to be able to offer and to provide a place of community where people can come together, you know, and periodically then we have what's called family night. And then everybody pops on and shares.
Right. Now, I want to bring Neil into this conversation because what you just said, Sheila, we're not just building a community, we're building a language, a different way. We're creating new definitions and new words that start to flourish in communities. So this is part of like reach out to what's called the mainstream. But what Neil and Portal to Ascension is doing is building that foundation. Neil, do you want to comment on your vision?
Yeah, as Sheila was speaking, I was just thinking about, like, you know, over the years of doing these events, I've got so many emails, and I had emails from people from countries where there literally is nobody that they can even know about having being into this awareness. I remember two specific ones, the one from Kazakhstan and another one from India, where there's this family in India, the father basically woke up to the truth of UFOs, and then from UFOs found spiritual extraterrestrial information, and he shared it with his family. And they would only have electricity like once a week, and they would get together and watch my webinars. And, you know, we had a similar story in Kazakhstan too. So what I want to share in this moment is that we are kind of over inundated at some level and saturated with awareness in a lot of the countries and cities that we live in and the access we have. But we neglect to realize that duality is a full force on this planet in many places where there's so much control, and individuals aren't allowed to, like, you know, explore or even research certain topics, let alone speak about them. So what, you know, Galactic Alliance is, which is what Portal to Ascension is doing, is definitely allowing for those individuals to have some sort of community information. And the reason why I really like resonated with when you introduced me to Sheila, and then the understanding that we were going to do something together to help create this other platform that would allow for more community conversation, was the awareness that people really need this support. And to a lot of us, like, I hear so much information all the time. All my conversations are about this information. All my friends speak about this. My friends are my colleagues or my coworkers. A lot of individuals don't get to have that experience. So knowing that they're not alone, especially when it comes to walk-ins, waking up to who you are and that you have switched into this body and you come from a different reality and your mission now on Earth, imagine waking up in a world where, or in a country where it's organized religion has a chokehold on everybody there, right? Or the government has complete dictatorship in where you're at, right? And then maybe having to follow the status quo in order to not let anybody know who you are. That kind of thing could eat you up from inside. So that's why I love what Sheila's doing. And that's why I continue doing what I'm doing, you know, many reasons really, but I love to do this online. I love in-person events, but I definitely love doing it online because we have such a huge community worldwide that get an opportunity to be together.
Right. Well, that's what, Greg, you've been kind of a solo act for a long time. How's it feel to pull yourself into community with these, you know, great beings? Unmute. Yes.
Well, I've been deep into all of this for a very long time, not only on my own major spiritual path, but as you and I discussed, Alan, had a major spiritual awakening with three universal master teachers, and which set me on this path into writing, but also to understanding duality, how to overcome duality, how to bring all of these things in through writing to share with the rest of the world, and to just open up all of the knowledge and things. So, but I've also been able to travel around with ufologists and go on actual cases. And in one case, I actually photographed an extraterrestrial. And the actual abductee was in contact with our government and sent the picture, and they responded that they hadn't seen these beings since the 50s, and now they were wondering why they were back on Earth. So it's interesting to just hear about a lot of these different things, you know, when you sort of out there and you have all these little feelers, we hear little pieces of pies everywhere, and it's all of us sharing it, and it's helping, you know, people like Dawn, who is just coming up with all of this. You know, you have a great support system here, all of that. And the thing is anybody who's going through this, they will always find the right people. They will find the support system. Everything is online. I get so many emails from everybody all over the place, and I try and help where I can. I've met, you know, abductees. I met a guy, an abductee, where they put eye implants in him, and he pulled back, and it was all the way around the back of his eyeballs. So everything he was seeing, the ETs were seeing.
Wow.
So he was so freaked out. I mean, I really didn't know how to console him, but, you know, I mean, he was like, well, what do I do? I mean, do I have the go and get an operation and have him taken out? And what if I go blind and, you know, all of that? And I said, well, I think the only thing to do is just sort of, you know, you can go and see what they say, but also, if you had them taken out, they would probably put them back in unless you find a way to stop it, right? And there are ways to stop these things.
That's why we need public discussion so people can know this kind of thing is happening. That's why the government has to come out. That's why Phil Gruber's been at this for longer than anyone, Phil. And isn't it nice to have company and discuss these kind of things and not so good things. So Phil, come in. How did you really wake up? Because really, before I, you know, in the 80s, you were doing this. I mean, before most people knew there was a galaxy. But
you know, I had a walking experience at 6 years old, where I was hit by a car, just to make a long story short. And the force of the impact threw me up in the air, down the street, but not a scratch. And that's when this stuff started to come in, that I didn't know what to do with it. I mean, a lot of people have imaginary friends, but I'm sure very few of them are named Metatron, you know, 6 years old. So it wasn't until I got into my teens and whatnot that, you know, I started coming together with people of like minds, either other people that had walk-ins or people that had been into, or that were into magic, ceremonial magic, anything that I could, you know, that I could find some kind of fellowship with. Yeah, indigos, whatever you want to call them, us. You know, but now there's so many of us. And events like this really pull us together, like I think Craig mentioned it. I think all of us do in different ways. Events like this are kind of like strange attractors. They really bring us together, and that's what we need. We have this sense of existential longing. I think in the Greek it's called pathos. It's that existential longing, and I think to be able to share not just our joy, but our pain, questions that we have about ourselves, about how we see the world. And I think we're having a lot of those questions asked and answered these days. The blindness is no longer enforced on us. So certainly people have a choice, you know, whether to shield their eyes or not. And I think it's really, this is educated action, and the knowledge is so important.
Yeah. You know? It is painful because there's usually one in every family. I think we're all the ones in our family, everyone watching here. And it's like, we're a little different. At least I can speak about myself. We don't quite fit in. It's like everyone's watching the football game and we're off, like, you know, playing with our chemistry set or something like that.
Also, I just want to mention, Alan and Jody and I didn't grow up together. I mean, could you see us in preschool together? We all met each other around the mid-90s.
No, we met each other in the 80s.
Alan and I met really early.
You and Jody go way, way back. Then Alan, me and you met in the early 90s.
Black Machine. But anyway.
Jody a little bit later on, yeah.
And Hope, I know it's been, you know, you have a pretty normal, really nice family, but talk about how, in a way, you're different, how you integrate your realities.
My family as in my husband and my children?
I think that's what I mean, yeah. No, they're nice people, but they don't, and other people in your world don't really get the level that you're, and so no. Deal with that. I mean, how do you deal with it?
Well, I guess I've gotten used to sort of being a lone wolf, except for, you know, when we come together in groups like this. And I used to have in-person groups. People would come to my house on a regular basis. I led meditation groups. I led people on trips around the world and all that kind of thing. And my kids just sort of ignore that. And my husband is kind of, well, okay, you know, that's okay. He's on the fence. But in the last, you know, since recent events, definitely been on the more and more by myself, more and more isolated. How I deal with that is, even though I'm alone, as everybody on this panel, I'm sure will agree, we're not alone because we have contact and we have conversation and we know in fact, my biggest family is not here in physical form, right? I think most of us feel like that. And at least I do. And so I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I kind of live a little bit of a double life. I'm myself, but I present myself to the world because the world doesn't understand and very, very few people can. So I kind of look normal.
Right. Well, you are pretty, I mean, you are a bridge. I think that's the thing I'm trying to put out, that we're bridges. And it does feel like it's going to get a lot weirder for the next level. Does anyone get that sense, Jody? Do you feel like things are going to get, I mean, as these beings really show up in our reality, like right now they've been on the fringes and some of us have seen it, but when they come into full view, that's why Craig wrote the book, so we know who they are. But, you know, I feel we're bridges. What do you feel, Jody?
That way also, and I used to have, I had a center in New York that I was guided to many, many years ago. And eventually I put a metaphysical center in New York City because the guides told me what to do and how it was going to look. And it was a whole floor of a building. And, but that was, I don't know if I thought about it so much. I had already been doing my work for a really, really long time, But that was for me to be putting myself out as this person who owns a metaphysical center in a big, that was the largest metaphysical center in New York. It was interesting, but I actually feel more like you were saying now, Alan, that it's changing quicker now, and it's becoming, we're becoming much more so of whatever we have been doing all along or being. So I actually noticed that, especially with the pandemic, a lot of my friends moved somewhere else, and my long, I have long-term friends, and I still get along fine with them, but it's almost like we're like involved in completely different things. So I do the same thing. I'm able to, I've sort of taught myself through the years how to talk to people, you know, like just normal stuff, and then the other way. And then, but what I do, but they know what I do. So, so I just, but I'm noticing I'm feeling more different than my friends at this point. So, so it's good to.
You went to another level of differentness, you're saying?
Yeah, I feel like through this pandemic, I've spent a lot of my time by myself. And I do a lot of work on myself all the time, and clearing karma and whatever I do. I've gone through a lot of shifts in the last number of years in my life in general. And I feel like I'm more different now in terms of fitting in. That, you know, I really have like nothing more, like certain friends are like my, I have my spiritual friends and my other friends, my long-term friends. And those are my friends that have been with me for years and years, but I feel like we don't have the same interests, you know? So I'm looking, actually, I'm living in New York City. I'm looking to move somewhere else possibly, but I want to be, I'm an artist also, to be where, you know, the arts and music and spirituality and, but I don't know where to go. So all my friends that are like this, we're all talking, like I was just talking to Alan about this. Where should we all go so we can still hang out together?
Yes.
So
with you and not me, but if you find a place. And but I say there's a rare person here who does have a family who totally supports her. Sheila has an incredible group, family, husband, children, that totally, I mean, what are you getting the difference between, not to brag, between your situation, Sheila, and what a lot of people go through here?
I totally get it and totally understand. And, you know, everybody that I have in my life right now are people who are in alignment with the path that I'm on, and I'm in alignment with their paths. But what I even see within that is there's still a little bit of a separation that's beginning to occur, because as we are continuing to receive all of these photonic waves and everything coming off of the sun, and people are beginning to shift and they're changing to higher states of vibration, and people are clustering together. It's interesting, Jody was talking about having a place where everybody could kind of come together. And that's really what's happening, because one of the things that my collective was telling me earlier this year, I was like, okay, so what's happening this year? What's happening this year? And they were telling me that this is going to be a paramount year, when there is more and more and more division among the people within their own dimensional frequency ranges. And so a lot of times people might find that even good friends that they've had for a long period of time, they begin to drop away. They may find that they don't visit their family quite as often, you know, so there's these kinds of things. And there are more and more sightings, which, you know, I believe that's just kind of a way to help wake people up. There are beings among us. There's beings that are, you know, all of us are star seeds. We've all embodied aspects of ourselves. We're still receiving information from our galactic families. And as that occurs, everything is shifting. And so I feel like this year, everything is just kind of on this huge, I don't want to say a downward spiral, but I'm just, as far as energy goes, it's just really starting to come in and to shift everything. And so for those people who do not have, because when I walked in within 3 months, I had left the marriage I was in. Within another 3 months, I then found my first spiritual teacher and I had a support system in place. But for those 6 months, I was a crazy person because I had no idea. I was just kind of dumped here is the way I felt, and I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was having a psychotic break. So having a support system is huge. So if there's anybody out there that really is looking for, you know, a family, you know, come to the Galactic Alliance, watch Portal to Ascension, watch New Realities, watch all of these things that's out there. And there's so much free stuff out there now that people can watch it to help with their education. But when you're looking for community, you almost have to come to gatherings, you know, like this, or to weekly gatherings with other groups. So if you're out there, get a hold of us.
thegalacticalliance.org. Don't think that's going to hit the general population at some point soon. The fact, you know, if we're feeling weird, what were you going to say, Sheila?
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I kind of see things a little bit differently, because what I think is happening right now is like within Gaia in 2012, if this is the Earth, and then this is kind of like that etheric body that began to separate, everything now is in that 4D. But as 5D begins to really become the norm, that energy has to anchor into us. The ascension comes in, anchors us into Gaia, into the new Earth. And then what I believe is all of the other people will then move off into another, like into a 4D existence. I don't think they're going to have to go back through a lot of the 3D, because even in 4D, all of us have that opportunity. We can rise to a 5D or even 6D consciousness, but then that phone rings. It's like right back to 3D we go. And so that no longer, I think, will exist. But yes, everybody's starting to see it. And that's where I think all of the anomalies that people are seeing in the sky is occurring as a wake-up call.
Is that happening for you, Don? You're out in the middle of nowhere, or it's somewhere for you, but nowhere for most people. And are you seeing people kind of having this effect, or is it not really happening out there?
A lot of the times when I say I'm in the middle of nowhere, I really mean the middle of nowhere. I'm like the only one there. So I don't see a lot of people. Literally, the homestead I go to is on an island in a swamp in the middle of nowhere on a dead end road that backs up to a wildlife reserve. There is no one.
Wow. Well, but, is it changing for the wildlife, maybe?
Actually, I see things differently as well. And there was a weird change that I saw down there. I started taking care of the land and everything. And it was almost as if the land itself smiled. I just felt a huge smile and joy all of a sudden from taking care of this land and things progressing. And it wasn't me. It was something else. And it was just joy.
Wow. Wow. How about you, Craig? You're out, not in the middle. You're right in the middle of it all.
So. I'm in Hollywood. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of actors, by the way, because, you know, I have talked about this for the longest time. I started the journey in 1986. I used to have giant UFO parties at my house. I'd invite lots of people in the industry, friends. I had a one-bedroom apartment. I was in my 20s, and I would pack 100 people in there, and I'd have a ufologist come. And so there are so many people, and a lot of actors have shared with me. A lot of them have experienced face-to-face with extraterrestrials, abduction with their children, different things when we were talking about walk-ins and that kind of thing. One lady I became very friendly with, I don't know what's happened to her, but she missed, there was a period where they were showing everybody in the 90s their real children back home, right? And I saw this as well. And she was married here. I think she lived in Colorado, and she had a couple of daughters and a husband, and she wanted to go home so bad. She kept talking to me that she was going to commit suicide to go home. And I said, you can't do that. I said, because you made a pact to come here to raise consciousness. So if you do that, they're going to just put you right back into the reincarnation cycles. And it's going to, it's going to extend your time here. So if you really want to go home, stay here and do the work. And that really made her feel better. And I helped her out of that sort of crazy thing. But there's a lot of really advanced actors who really are on their spiritual path, and some not so much. But there is a big community here. I mean, I myself, in the early days, I would just go and hear everybody I can speak. I think I saw Marianne Williamson speak like 100 times, because she spoke every single week, and she was so prolific and helping people. I remember Anthony Perkins standing up and asking her about AIDS, because he had AIDS at that time. And just the eloquent answer that she gave him, I saw him just, sort of go into this beautiful peace about it, that kind of thing. So I think it's, it's good, but of course there's pockets. Not everybody is awake. We're all told to live somewhere to raise a vibration there, that kind of thing. So, Neil vanished again. Neil, I never said hi to you. We've never met in person. There you are. Hi.
Hey, brother. It's so good to connect with you. I'm excited to do more with you, man.
You too. When I saw you the first time, you disappeared. So I was like, oh my God, I got to see Neil.
Yeah, so, actually, I brought your book down here to Mexico with me. So it's been
Month that I have.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I think Tamara told me about you, right? And as soon as she did, I bought your book immediately. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, she's amazing. I love her so much.
Are you going to be at Conscious Life Expo?
I'll be there. I'm going to come and hang out with you guys.
All right. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Okay.
Putting in another Hollywood type here, my friend Scott Katamas.
There we go. Hey, Scott.
He's from there. And it's the Galactic Wisdom Council to end with this panel. It's going to continue all through the night. Scott is hosting a special program on the Awakened World, which will continue this. And here it is. Some of us are going to be on there tonight. Scott, do you want to tell people how to join in there?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, everybody. Good to see you all. And thank you. I see a lot of old friends that I've worked with before and been on previous shows. And looking forward to some new friends that I'm going to be meeting tonight, Hope and Phil. So good to see you. So, if you haven't registered yet for the Global Peace Tribe, this is an amazing organization. Again, it's very similar to a lot of, I think, Sheila and Alan, and probably just about everybody on this panel is somebody who's dedicated to building community. We've had our experiences. I've been producing television shows about UFO and this sort of thing since the early 90s. I was a producer on a show called The Other Side back in 1994. And I've been doing Strange Universe, Borderline, and all that. So we all have kind of come together as this quickening is happening, as this awakening world is happening. And a wonderful way to do this is through these online shows. I've been hosting and producing 3 shows every week under the banner of the Awakening World, Wednesday nights, Saturday nights, and Sunday mornings. And every show, we have amazing, inspiring people. And tonight, it's going to be several of the people that Alan and Sheila and Neil have brought together for this Galactic Wisdom Conference. So here's what you do. Go to globalpeacetribe.com, click register for the new season, and that takes you to our registration page, and you will get the links to all of our shows for the next 3 months. And again, we do shows every Wednesday night, every Saturday night, and every Sunday morning. And of course, you'll get the link for the show tonight at 6 o'clock. And our Saturday night shows go for up to 3 hours. And they also include amazing live musical performances. And tonight's artists are Tatiana Speed and Omar Shar. We have people like David Pramal and Marianne Williamson. I heard somebody mention, Craig mentioned Marianne. She's a regular on our shows. So definitely join us.
Your mic is a little muffled or something. Does anyone else hear that? When it's a little, there's a little, I don't know, something on the mic that is kind of making it a kind of muffled type sound.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
What would you say that is, Neil? Is it like an over amplification or?
Yeah, it sounds like a little windy, but right now sounds fine. Scott, you want to try it again?
Yeah. Are you guys able to hear me okay right now?
Yeah, it sounds like there's some like paper or something on top of it, like a little rustly sound, like wind is coming in or something.
How's that? Is that better? Did they get rid of it?
Still a little bit, but I mean, we can hear you fine, so let's keep going. Okay.
You know what my guess is? I'm in a hotel room and the fan is right there.
That's probably
so
it.
I'm going to turn that off. So I'll be back in a moment. Let me go turn that off and see it.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to wrap up tonight. And then everyone who's watching, you can go to my channel. I think it's on New Realities to watch the continuation. I think it's free. Oh, sorry, Joey. I thought you were late. And Don, I didn't know you, but I asked Bill and Hope to join me, and we'll do something with Scott at some point. And Jody, you've been on that show before, right? So talk now, Scott.
How is this? Was that the problem?
Yeah, that was it. Perfect. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will be very quick. Thank you, guys. It got a little bit warm tonight, so you'll see me. Yeah. So tonight's the night. We're having the Awakening World. Is bringing kind of a lot of these wonderful people that you've seen this weekend onto our show tonight, along with wonderful music with Tatiana Speed and Omar Shar. And it's really easy to register. And what you do is go to globalpeacetribe.com, click the registration page. That'll take you right here. We do 3 shows every week, sometimes 4. And each show is really beautiful with amazing, inspiring people sharing all about what's going on in this awakening world, providing tips, tools, and practices. So join the Global Peace Tribe. You'll get the links to all of our shows. And we have a big retreat coming up in Los Angeles and a lot of wonderful things happening. And it's great. We collaborated with Sheila. Her Conscious Awakening Network carries all of our shows. And looking forward to seeing Neil and Hope and Phil and Alan on the show tonight. And Sheila.
We have a sound check coming up in about a half hour on that. If you're on the show, you've gotten the link. If you're not on the show, you can go to youtube.com/newrealities or sign up through the, what Scott just said, the globalpeacetribe.com, and you get right into the Zoom room. And before we go, let's just have a little wrap up here. Scott, great hangout until we start the show or end this. And I just want to tell people my book, Making Contact, I'm going to say this on Scott's show too, is up for an award at the expo. I'm going to put it in the chat. So if you haven't voted for it, every vote counts. There'll be counting of all votes. I think Making Contact is an important book and everyone should know about it at the expo that's coming up in Los Angeles, which a lot of us will be at. So let's wrap up this panel. Jody, since you opened the day, do you want to wrap up? First one to just all right. Guys, this galactic community is emerging because of Sheila's vision and Neil.
And I'll close out with some poetry if that's okay after we're done with Jody here.
So I'll just do a prayer. So everyone just close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. And start to relax and tell yourselves that all that you heard today or experienced is for the highest good. You're here because of being guided to be here, to be part of this community, if you choose. And as you're breathing, just feel your heart opening and feel your connection to all the different things that have been spoken about today. And know that we're all coming from a place of oneness, that we all come from the same place as souls. And we're all here also to acknowledge that we are part of the earth experience now. So it's important to stay grounded and anchored using the gravitational pull of the earth to help us to anchor even more so that we can utilize all the wisdom, these teachings that we've experienced in so many different time frames. And that as we even call upon those wisdom teachings from the galactic understanding, that we can bring that awareness into our bodies through us to create the kind of world we want to live in and the way that we want to feel within a physical body, a spirit in physical form. We've come here to make a difference and to experience all our gifts and know that we are a gift to ourselves and to the world as you take your rightful place of who you are in this experience, having made this choice to be here, to be supported, and to know that we're never alone. So allow ourselves, everyone, to just keep our hearts open, forgive anything and anyone, yourself and others, for anything that you need to forgive for, to give you the opportunity to move forward from all the past that have kept you in a perception of limitation. So give thanks now. And know that we're blessed to know each other now in the way that we do. And we're blessed to have future opportunities through all the things that everyone is offering through their gifts. And to know that we all make a difference. We speak to your hearts, your souls, your minds, your spirit, your body, the fullness of who you are. Feeling collaborative energy within ourselves for absolute health and well-being, ease, peace, and allow ourselves to now feel the love within us and emanate that out into the world. So be it and so it is. Amen, 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 amen.
Thank you. Beautiful, Jody. You're getting deeper for sure. So. So it's up to you, but I want to thank Sheila and Don, Hope, and Phil, of course. We'll see you in about, and everyone else been here online for this one on the Zoom all day with us. It's been a great bunch of people and a great community. So, Neil, thank you.
And I'm just going to close out with some poetry here. And I'm going to be on the show in a little bit. We're doing some, I'll do some other poetry, but this is galactic poetry for the galactic family. That one's going to be a little earthier. And let's just get into it. So let's just all just take a breath real quick and just receive all the energies as we're integrating the downloads. This isn't just information, awareness, remembrance. This is an unlocking of keys within ourselves. And activation codes being received from the cosmos as we awaken to our true potential. So take a deep breath in here. Exhale, let it out. It's just another day. Sun cast away, hiding in space. New moon appears to black the sky fades, Pluto in retrograde, Saturn's rings. I feel gravitationally pulling as Jupiter is the king, protecting Earth inhabitants from the asteroid that sings. A chapter of a story, another one closes. A new species arose with self-awareness, genetically changed, mutated neural networks within our brains to construct limitation of mind, to move away from the God inside. Consumed with temptation and bribes, fed greed and lies from the elite who thrive off contractual linear time. blocking the subconscious signs that we are all one. Crop circles of sacred geometrically run, universal abundance, moving away from the worship of the sun, leading nations with bombs and guns. We were all victims to our own creation, to the evolution of the Masons. So I'm pacing back and forth, smoking herb on my porch, looking at the skies, contemplating why I chose to come down this time, contemplating when it will be time for all humanity to thrive. As an Arcturian warrior of light, I gave up trying to fight. Now I embrace the upcoming arrival, the evolution of our godly race. There will be no more denial. There will be no more denial. There will be no more denial. Uniformation. Across all intergalactic nations, incarnate in this world we are facing, reflections of ourselves. Reminder of the disconnection from source, governed by the moon, turned into werewolves, creator of our reality but still controlled. Paradoxically living, intuitively gifted, karmic veils are henceforth lifted. Through the sands of time we are sifting. Through the vibrations we send our message. The frequency has risen, the resurrection of the first Christian, not external but the one within, men and women. Split from the original celestial division, the galactic mission has been given. It is simple and clear. Take the wheels of this planet and steer through the nearest black hole in which we will exit out of a white hole. I'm another universe. I'm another one verse, one celestial song. A part of the core of the multidimensional, omni-universal, ectopolitical rhymes and equivocal, strewn and sprayed across all intergalactic vertebrae, connection, chakra points that spread for eons and biblical days, here to portray the truth in multiple forms. The crystal children have now been born. It is time to terraform and co-create our new cosmic fate amongst the stars and races throughout all of space. It's time to co-create a new cosmic fate amongst the stars and races throughout all space.
Right. Is that a good way to end, or you have one more?
No, that's good. That's it. That's all I got.
Vivian just popped on.
But we'll see you though in about a half hour for the show tonight. Phil, Hope, Jody, we'll see you tomorrow. Don, definitely jump in tomorrow whenever you want. And it was a really great day. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. See you at the after party if everybody can tune in. If you're on YouTube, we're on multiple YouTubes right now. We're in, Zoom. YouTube.com/newrealities on Alan's channel. We'll be live in about an hour and a half, I believe, or an hour, right?
No, yeah, about 6 p.m., 45 minutes. 6 okay. p.m. on New Realities.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/newrealities. Thanks, but we'll see everyone tomorrow for sure here at this beautiful portal to ascension that Neil has opened for us.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Yeah.